Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Here we are, Friday morning, and you and I and our listeners out there in the, what are we going to call this, the electronic world out there?
Cyberspace.
Oh, cyberspace. That's really good.
Right. Term coined by a Vancouver science fiction writer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also, Ides of March, and a friend of the show, Mark Leibovitz, said interesting things happen on March 15th, and I noticed the stock markets aren't the happiest right now.
So, no, yeah, the Ides of March, of course, that all goes back to Shakespeare's play about Julius Caesar. So,
we like to start the show off with listener questions. This one comes from Andrew. Bob, Reddit will be IPOing soon, with the company giving out shares to their top posters on the social media outlet in hopes they will promote them to their followers. Has there ever been a more obvious pump and dump scheme? Your friend Andrew.
Well, hey, markets are markets. It doesn't matter whether it's a big stock or a small stock. And this one, I guess, will be huge. It's always the same. So, you know, do your best to get it out at the best price and make everybody happy on the way along. Yeah, I've got no problem with it. It'll be interesting to see how it does come out and how it trades and all that sort of stuff.
Do IPOs typically start off with a really hot surge and then within the next day or two, calmness sets in and the prices fall a bit?
Yeah, that's, you could generally say that, I guess, yeah. Yeah, the big hype and then you know, the rush is over and it has settles back for a while.
Can you recall what your hottest IPO you've ever seen?
No, I can't. Maybe it was a stock I was in myself.
Typically, do people really look forward to that?
Yeah, you can say anything you want. It's a big company. It's widely followed.
And, of course, there's the risk that the hype just doesn't live up to the message, does it? We've seen that way too often, I think. Yeah. Now, some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye this week. Default risk fades in emerging markets as riskiest bonds soar. Can you explain that to us, Bob?
Yeah, they're overlooking the fact that junk bonds can fail. So let's buy them and be happy.
Well, junk bonds, of course, for the longest time you said, when we talk about protecting yourself long term, your favorite is what? It's certainly not junk bonds.
Oh, no. You can buy a good grade U.S. corporate bonds, 3 to 4 year term. You're going to get a decent return. And when being matured at par within 3 or 4 years, the risk is quite limited. Oh, they're, you know, very attractive, especially for Canadians, because transacting the U.S. bonds and interest rate payments and stuff like that, you're going to get an extra kick out of going from the Canadian to U.S. funds. So Yeah, no, it's very appealing.
Jamie Dimon sees little bit of a bubble right now, but the Bank of America says buy now because this time it's different.
Isn't that a classic thing? And Jamie Dimon, who's head of J.P. Morgan, I think it is, you don't have a little bit of a bubble. It's like being a little bit pregnant. No, it's been a huge, crazy, reckless bubble. And then the Bank of England or Bank of America says buy because this time is different. Oh my God, that's such a classic statement. Yeah.
Well, Bob, how many times have you heard? The Fed's got your back. Buy this time because it's different.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's all underwritten by the Fed. They've removed risk from the equation. Yeah, sure.
How many times has the Fed told people, oh, it's okay to invest in the stock market? This time it's different. How many times have people been acutely disappointed?
Well, I can tell you one story is that when the Federal Reserve was started, the movers and shakers at that time knew that a financial crisis was always followed by a recession. So they granted the Fed the power of being the lender of last resort. It would prevent the financial crisis, and therefore there would be no more recessions. Presto. Well, that was Christmas 1913 when the Fed was formed, and there's been 18 cyclical recessions since. In any normal discipline, one failure is enough to condemn the theory, but this one's now got 18 failures. It's abysmal, bloody hopeless, and they still really believe in the ability of the Fed to prevent bad things from happening.
In Canada, do you think we're really in recession right now? Technically, we're not, because I think of housing starts, which 250,000 or something like that. But for everybody else, for you and me, according to some of my guests, they say, well, we may not technically be in recession, but personally, for most people, we are.
Yeah, I think the Canadian economy is slowing. And then the U.S. has punctuating marks, like certain kind of sales plunge. Something else is screeching to a halt. I made a little list of those kind of things, and they're up. So, you know, the Canadian economy has probably entered a recession already. The U.S. economy is beginning to falter. Let's put it that way.
Headline: U.S. small business optimism falls to its lowest level in 9 months.
Yeah, that's a bit of a hit, isn't it? Yeah.
Again, that's because small businesses, which provide about 70% of the jobs in your country, by the way.
Yeah.
What happens to small business? That's the average guy.
Yeah.
Headline: emerging market ETFs chalk up new record in inflows.
Yep, they're buying ETFs on emerging stock markets. So that's buying risk with enthusiasm.
Is that because those markets have already bottomed out?
Well, no, they must be hotter than hell.
But aren't people supposed to buy low, sell high?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not what happens. When people
they're buying enthusiastically buying high.
Yeah. Because take a look at Bitcoin now hitting record highs. I'm sure all these people are bailing in. Oh, my God. Look at Bitcoin. Yeah. Record highs. We must take part.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a classic road to failure?
Yeah, straight up is a dangerous condition.
Because I do recall that saying, if people are talking about it at the cocktail party, that's not the time to buy it.
Yeah, or if you're getting tips from your shoeshine boy. That was another one from the 1920s.
Or I guess your barber.
Yeah.
We'll have more headlines with Bob Hoy right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Headline from Reuters: hedge funds ramp up leverage to near record levels as juices return.
They didn't say what kind of juices, but one can guess their speculative juices have returned.
So what would make a hedge fund so attractive?
Well, they're buying the straight up. The hedge funds themselves are ramping up the leverage, is what the headline says.
So people are still optimistic then, as juices return, I guess.
Well, hedge funds are supposed to hedge their positions and counter and be careful and make money that way. But they're playing a one-way street, straight up.
Then what happens when things aren't so rosy?
It's a one-way street down.
No getting off this line. Well, for all of you classic car collectors, price reduction on our 1997 Ferrari 355 Spider.
Yeah, I got that one from a Ferrari site called Ferrari's Online, March the 12th. So there you are. You can buy a secondhand Ferrari at a price reduction from when they first listed it.
Oh, so what would that be going for? $2.5 million?
I don't know the price on this one. It didn't show.
Yeah, I'm not a big Ferrari
fan. Oh no, this is not into the millions, this one.
Oh. Well, yeah, I'm more of a Porsche guy, so I don't follow Ferrari. Even Ferrari's a little too pricey for me. Real retail sales tumbled for second month.
Yeah, I like that term, tumbled. So there are certain series in the U.S. that are shutting down rather quickly.
And, of course, usually January, February, soft markets for retail anyway, aren't they, after people blowing their budget on Christmas?
Oh, I guess so. I don't know.
Okay. We now have a headline from Yahoo. Banks balk at China's Vanke. Loan terms in hurdle for state support.
Yeah. The main thing on this one is we have yet another big Chinese property company in trouble, Vanke, whereas before it was Evergreen?
Evergrande.
Yeah, Evergrande. Yeah, now we got another one.
And Country Garden.
Oh, yeah, Country Garden. I forgot that one, yeah.
Yeah, just a few years ago, Evergrande was the biggest real estate company in the world.
Wow.
And now, of course, they're seeking bankruptcy protection.
Yeah.
And we'll seem to recall, Bob, just before COVID broke out, there were riots in China from people disappointed in their non-returns from these real estate giants in China. And then a mysterious virus that came along that was deadly to a few people and made just enough to make people stay home.
Yeah,
it's kind of suspicious.
But it's
a great way to stop riots.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if there's going to be more riots again in China because people have lost all their money.
Mm-hmm.
And our last headline, world's negative interest rate experiment nears its end in Japan. Sayonara, baby.
Yeah, well, they had minus interest rates, nominal, but it relates to the end of a great bubble because if you take real long interest rates, which is the rate of interest adjusted for the rate of inflation, well, in on the 10-year, a couple of years ago, that got down to minus minus 0.40, and now it's climbed up to over 2%. So the increase has been about 3 percentage points, and it's been painful. People have been talking about how the cost of money and all that sort of stuff. But on previous bubbles, the post-bubble rise in real long interest rates has been in the order of 10 percentage points. So this thing at up 3 percentage points is painful. 10 percentage points going to be a killer. So we'll be watching this one with interest.
Well, at least the Japanese interest rates were above zero. And I always thought, you know, the ancient Greeks, Egyptians, Chinese, if negative interest rates were a good thing, they would have been doing that.
Oh, no.
And they
never
negative
interest rates on nominal interest rates is exceptional. Never, ever happened before.
Euclid would be rolling over in his grave.
Yeah, it's happened with our bubble. It never happened before. But as I said, if you take real, in the bubble you go minus, and then in the post-bubble contraction you go plus very high.
And wage inflation is now hitting Japan, with their largest trade union asking for a 5.85% raise. Usually Japanese workers just take whatever the boss offers.
Yeah.
And Japan, too, is suffering from an aging population. They don't believe in immigration.
Yeah.
And one of our correspondents there told me that adult diapers now outsell child diapers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that might tell you there's something going on there.
Yeah, okay.
Talk about the bottom line. Bob, Bob, always a joy to talk with you.
That's good to be with you, Jim, and we look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.